U.S. Senate gets back to work. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. But a clock's already ticking as lawmakers return from the August recess.
Congress has until the end of the month to settle on a short-term spending bill needed to keep government open beyond October 1st.
Democrats are going to work in good faith to avoid even a hint of a shutdown. And it is my expectation that our Republican colleagues will do the same.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer notes additional funding requests for the COVID response and Ukraine assistance could also be needed during the short pre-election work session.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Democrats also want to turn Supreme Court protections for same-sex marriage into federal law, but would need Republican support to overcome a filibuster. A delegation from the New York City mayor's office is visiting the southern border, meeting with a Border Patrol sector chief along the shores of the Rio Grande River. Texas officials have encouraged visits while sending busloads of migrants to New York, D.C., and Chicago. The New York mayor's office pledging to keep welcoming asylum seekers with open arms and accusing the Texas governor's office of turning the issue into a political sideshow. Also saying today's visit is a fact-finding mission to get answers the governor's office isn't giving them. An e-cigarette maker settles a multi-state investigation of its marketing practices.
Juul Labs has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle a probe by 33 states that found it used launch parties, product giveaways, and social media campaigns to market e-cigarettes to teenagers. The FDA blames Juul's high-nicotine vaping products for what it calls an epidemic of underage vaping among teens. The company, in a statement, saying the deal is a significant step toward resolving past issues and that it remains committed to combating underage use.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Juul still faces other lawsuits, and federal health regulators still want to ban its products. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man accused of kidnapping a Memphis mother and teacher is now also charged with killing her after the body of Eliza Fletcher was found and identified.
While most of us did not know her prior to this tragedy, through the course of the recent investigation, we got a small glimmer into the light that she was to her family and friends and community.
Doug Kornetsky is the special agent in charge for the FBI, one of the many agencies involved in the investigation. Fletcher's body was found behind a duplex apartment yesterday. The suspect, Cleotha Abston, was arrested over the weekend after finding the vehicle he's accused of using to abduct Fletcher while she was out for a run early Friday. A wildfire in Southern California quickly turns deadly.
Cal Fire says two people have died and another has been injured by the Fairview Fire in Riverside County, southeast of Los Angeles. The blaze igniting Monday, stretching 2,400 acres and is 5% contained. Officials say at least 5,000 homes in the area have been evacuated.
My main concern is the residents. What I've seen in the last 10 years with this drought that we've been dealing with, fires have been explosive.
CAL FIRE Captain Richard Cordova tells Los Angeles's Fox 11 News neighboring areas should be concerned about wind changes and stay alert. The cause of the fire is under investigation. It's one of several in the state amid record-setting heat in the region. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New British Prime Minister Liz Truss vowing swift work to tackle inflation, including soaring energy prices.
I will get Britain working again. I have a bold plan to grow the economy through tax cuts and reform.
Truss already having calls with world leaders, including President Biden and Ukraine's president, accepting his invitation to visit Ukraine while pledging continued assistance in their fight against Russia. Stocks finished lower, extending last week's drops. The Dow lost 173. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.